Let's have a quick word with Letitia Dunbar, who's attended boarding school through the AIEF after growing up on a community, and now in the second year of a Bachelor of Communications at QUT in Brisbane. Letitia, good evening.
Hi, Tony.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how you grew up.
So I grew up in Darwin, in the Northern Territory, for 15 years, and I went to primary school and high school in Darwin, and my family and I, we would come down to Queensland, and I actually noticed a group of students wearing black polished shoes and blazers and broad-rimmed hats, and I just got this sense where I was just like, wow, you know, they look well educated. I want to go to school in Brisbane, and I had asked my mum, oh, mum, can I please go to school in Brisbane? And she said to me, oh, well, you can't, Letitia, because we've got no relatives here. Like, who would you stay with? And so when we got back to Darwin, I was 14 at the time, and I got on Google and started searching up boarding schools in Queensland.
You had a very nervous application, I believe. Apparently you'd, not been a perfect AAA student.
No, that is correct. When I was in grade 8, I was mucking around, wagging class, and yes, my grades were dropping. And when I did have the interview, I was very embarrassed at the time, and Al Denham at the time, who was the Indigenous coordinator at St. Peter's, he put my grades aside and simply asked me if I could give you the scholarship. Out of every other student in Australia, why should I give the scholarship to you? And so basically I had to explain why I wanted to get out of Darwin, what my future goals were, and how I was going to continue not only throughout high school but also throughout my future.
I suppose it's a little nerve-wracking moving a long way from home and being by yourself in year 9. A bit nerve-wracking at first?
Oh, yes, definitely, especially because, it is a big move, moving away from your comfort zone and your family and friends and, going down to a boarding school. And because I did have to fly every term and I spent more time with teachers than my parents, so, it was nerve-wracking, but I got used to it and made a lot of long-term friendships, so I'm glad that I made that choice today.
Of course. You're now at university, Bachelor of Communications at QUT. Was that a difficult transition again from school to uni?
When I first went to boarding school, I actually never considered university because when I went to high school in Darwin, university wasn't an option. We basically had the thought that it was high school, work, and that's it. And so when I did get to St. Peter's, all my friends and they were talking about university, and I said to them, oh, you know, what's university? And they explained that they would have to study again. And I said, oh, well, why would you waste another 4 years when you've just done 12 years of studying? So I had no knowledge of university. But then in year 11, I was introduced to the AIEF program, and that's when I got allocated a mentor and I found out more about university and the subjects, and then I got my passion and my hobby, which is with media and communications. And yeah, so the transition from high school to university was definitely a significant change, especially now that you have to depend on yourself, not on others.
Letitia, you're obviously a great role model. Do you see yourself as that?
Yes, definitely, because I would go back to Darwin, and I still do, and I would share my stories with my younger relatives, and now my brother, who is currently at St. Joseph Nudgee College, and he's also on the AIEF program, and I have my younger cousins in Melbourne, and they're attending boarding schools, and they say to me all the time, like, oh, what's happening next? Like, like, are you doing anything else? Like, and they honestly thank me for making that choice because I'm their inspiration and I hope to continue that role.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Letitia, for telling us the story. It's very inspirational.
Thank you, Tony.
Good luck with your career. That's a great success story. Letitia Dunbar joining us tonight. As we said, attending boarding school from year 9 and now in second year at university in Brisbane.